Well, thank you, Ian. And now we'll go on to our third set of news items. It's roads again. You just cannot keep them out of the news. Potholes, bus lane fines, road closures, and more Western Link road misery and infrastructure problems for a new building site. Surging numbers of drivers are making compensation claims after their vehicles were damaged due to potholes on Norfolk's roads. New figures revealed more than 1,270 motorists have made claims against Norfolk County Council since 2022, and about a fifth have had payouts after the authority admitted liability. But officers insist it does not reflect a lack of investment by County Hall, even though reports of potholes on county roads soared by more than 63% over the last year. Figures obtained by the RAC showed that in 2022 there were 228 claims, of which 14% were successful. Last year, the number of claims more than doubled to 546. Of those, 27% were successful, with an average compensation payout of just over £270. So far this year, 498 claims have been submitted, with 22% of them successful and an average payout of £245. Just before Christmas, the government announced the County Council would get an extra £15 million to fix potholes.
Nearly 10,000 motorists were hit with fines for driving in Norwich's bus lanes over the past year, swelling council coffers by more than £230,000. More than half of the drivers were snared by a camera at the bus gate at Brazen Gate off Queen's Road in the city centre. There were 4,418 fines issued to drivers flouting the rules at that bus gate close to the Sainsbury's supermarket. Of the penalty notices issued, 3,383 were paid, generating just under £120,000 for Norfolk County Council. The bus gate only operates for 2 hours on weekdays, from 7:30 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. Bus lane penalty charge notices are £70, which are reduced to £35 if paid within 21 days. The other cameras which monitor bus gates and bus lanes are in St Stephen Street, Albion Way, Earlham Green Lane, Rampant Horse Street and White Horse Lane on the road to Trowse. Income from penalty charge notices offsets the cost of running the service and any surplus is invested in highway maintenance and wider transport-related improvement schemes.
People heading to Norfolk's biggest hospital have been warned to brace themselves for delays and diversions when a major road closes today. Colney Lane East, which leads to and from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital via Roundhouse Way at Cringleford, will be shut at the hospital roundabout. The road will be closed for 3 weeks until Monday, January the 27th, while work to make changes to the junction, which started in September, continues. Other arms of the roundabout remain open to allow access into the hospital and associated staff parking areas via the Watton Road Colney Lane junction. Alternative access to the hospital during the temporary closure will be via Heatherset Lane and Rosalind Franklin Road, which provides a direct route to the multi-storey car park and the hospital access road. During the road closure, bus services to and from the Cringleford bus interchange will be diverted onto the A47 and Watton Road, with the B1172 and Watton Road as a backup route if required.
Norfolk County Council could have to pay back £34 million back to the government if the troubled Norwich Western Link Road doesn't get built. And anxious senior councillors are due to reclassify the risk rating around the 3.9-mile road to the highest possible level, in recognition of the growing uncertainty over its future. The fate of the £274 million scheme to connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 is hanging in the balance because of environmental concerns, including those related to rare protected bats. And there's increasing concern County Hall could face a situation where it needs to return the money to the Department for Transport, which had already been given for the project.
Concerns have been raised over an increase in traffic and whether the local infrastructure will be able to cope after plans emerged for 400 new homes in a city suburb. People living near the former Royal Norwich Golf Course in Helsdon are objecting to the next stage of the development at White Rose Park. They're concerned about how the development of the homes, the designs of which were submitted by Persimmon Homes to Broadland District Council last month, will have an adverse impact on the area's infrastructure. The local infrastructure cannot accommodate the rising numbers of residents requiring education across nursery, primary or secondary schooling. GP practices within the catchment area are already at capacity, and an influx of new residents would place an unsustainable burden on these services, reducing the quality of care. Everyone is worried about the destruction of trees and a significant loss of green space. It's criminal. The infrastructure will also be under severe strain, which it is already, to be honest. The plans are part of the next stage of development at White Rose Park and will be built to the south of Drayton High Road.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from John and myself. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.